I'm feeling me. I move straight to the floor with the bro MD. The whole squad dropped in sync at the pre-man. You only live once, it's a motto G. Tell a bouncer, bro, stop eyeing me. I try it on and the guests that we go see. Can't control me, I'm way too free. Don't take cheap shots like referee. In my mind, it's a place to be. I'm at peace inside, spinning my key. Gonna get land back, it's a guarantee. In the club with the answers, the energy.
Who are you? What's your rep? Where you from? What's your step? Money smoking more. Let's start a war on the dance floor.
No one can't hear no one.
The geeky boy, no fifth boy, got savage in my blood. I'm the thickest boy, I'm half my only DS like my cuz. Got my brothers on speed dial, they could show up at the pub. Getting reckless, getting wild, we going over and above. Find me low seat, we like the hope seat, energized off the Cody's. You wear your moldy, birds of my oldies, family treat like a Cody. Who you know, where you from, what's your family name in the club? We ain't seen you at the kick on, you ain't coming to the drink up.
Do anything except get paid.
That is Diaz Grimm with Pepeha featuring Diggy Dupe. We've got Diaz Grimm in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora. I'm well. How are you?
Good, congratulations. Maui and the Sin, it's out today. This is a pretty spectacular project that you've been working on with a lot of artists that feature across this, but also it's kind of, it's like a world that you've created with this, with this experience. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about, I guess, what was the first seed of this idea for you?
Well, it's actually the third album in a series of seven that all link and are all part of the same universe. So I guess the first album was the start of this, but the Maui and the Sin originally, I think probably a few years ago, became a thing I wanted to start executing. And it's one of those things I feel like as an artist, you always aim for somewhere and it lands somewhere else.
Yep.
And Maui and the Sin is the result of where I aimed, but I didn't really know it was going to turn out to be this until it came to fruition.
Yeah, so this is such a visual world to this project as well, which is a kind of a crazy thing to try and describe on radio, but how would you sort of explain the universe to people who haven't stepped into it yet?
I mean, aesthetically, sci-fi, te ao Māori, hip-hop.
Meme.
That's as simple as I can put it, but I've used, for the visuals, I guess one thing I should say is I realized maybe about 5 years ago that I'm actually a visual artist.
Yeah.
Hardly a musician, but have always been in the music world, and I see the music videos first before I even start working on the song. And
oh, that's
I see
so that, interesting.
I see the album arts and I see all the visual stuff first, and then I try and create that audibly. And just with where tech's going at the moment, I used AI in a bunch of different ways, and CGI and anime, just different mediums to try and create this whole picture of, or this cohesive picture of what Maui and the Sin is.
It's a really interesting thing, because I feel like it is the hot button topic of, like, you know, global tech at the moment is what's AI going to mean for art? What's it meaning for artists? But actually, I feel like when people are using it, or when people are really engaging with it, which is what you've totally done on this project, it is actually expanding this idea of how creation happens in a creative process. What was it like for you? You know, where did you start with the AI stuff? Because, you know, that feels like quite an impenetrable world to some people.
I guess just, it was pretty organic. I just, one thing must have popped on my radar, and I can't remember what that was because it was a while ago. I'm quite deep in this. I'm always looking at new tech. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to where tech's going and what the future's going to look like. but I maybe used four different softwares that are made for people who don't know what they're doing. So I'm not in any means a coder or someone who can get into the deeper side of AI, but yeah, I don't know. It just happened.
Yeah. It feels like one of those spaces, this whole project, and also the kind of the depth of it being part of this 7 album cycle as well. It feels like a planet or something is how I've been thinking about it almost. Like there's all these characters populated on it and ideas that you've been exploring through it when you were actually bringing other people in. So obviously you've got Diggy on the track we just listened to. There's some great feet like Te Kura Huia is on the song we're about to play afterwards, and OD. You've also got people like Hina doing amazing parts on this. Who did you approach and how did you kind of like decide on who was going to come into that world with you?
Again, I think that's kind of more organic than curated. Most of the people on there is just the gang.
Yeah.
But I would like to at some point move my career into doing A&Ring. And I try and everything I create be a snapshot of who I think is next.
Yeah.
Who I think are future greats, especially because the album's disc one's set in the future. So I was attempting to have who I think are future greats on there.
Yeah.
Hina, I've been a fan of for ages. OD, I believe in his determination and drive. Te Kura Huia was a last minute ad.
Yeah.
I discovered her at Cross Street Music Festival.
Mean.
And the original feature for that fell through. And so she maybe got on 10 days before
right
we started
place,
showing
right
people.
Time.
Yeah, right yeah, place, yeah. Right time. And like I said earlier, it's like you aim for something as an artist and then it lands here.
Mm.
And that's just how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it feels really interesting looking at kind of music that's coming out with like a kaupapa Māori base that also is looking at this kind of futurism context. So thinking about like the big Mokotron release that came out recently and the sort of world that he's been exploring and building there. And like Te Kura Huia down in Pōneki has a crew kind of making sounds and exploring like a queer space in that context too. It feels like a really interesting time for this idea of like indigeneity and futurism in a Aotearoa context. Is it something you think about, you know, in that kind of blown out expanded way, or are you kind of focusing in on the Diaz Grimm journey specifically?
I believe in global consciousness, and so I think there's an element of we're all just a part of this thing that's leading us somewhere. I think we're in a great time to be proud to be Māori, and I think that we are living in that future that they thought about in the 1910s and 1920s.
Yeah.
And I think we're quite self-aware as a generation that we know just how advanced things are now, and we're proud to be Māori. So I think that is colliding in a way.
Yeah, totally. When you were working on the just to come back to the, like the visual element of this as well, because I think that's super interesting that you see yourself as a visual artist first. What was the moment that made you kind of realize that for yourself? Because that's quite feels like an epiphany almost to have had about your creating process.
I mean, I think any artist of any medium has to go through breakdowns at some point.
Yeah.
And there was probably a point where I was living in Toronto and things just weren't moving as fast as I wanted them to. And I think it just caused this huge deep dive of reflection of what am I up to and what's the goals. And because it's 7 albums, 7 books and 7 films.
Wow.
And the 7 films, and that's like my 40-year plan. But the 7 films are really my goal.
Yeah.
And I guess I was thinking about what I need to do next and how I need to do it. And I realized the films mattered more to me than the albums.
Mm-hmm.
But having no university qualifications, getting into music is far easier than getting into making films straight away.
Yeah.
Like I think I've just been a part of my 70th music video.
Wow.
That in some way or another, you know, my fingerprints on it. And that's my CV I'm building to,
sick,
you know, then move into the film world when the time comes.
Mm. It feels like a really exciting space to be in. How do people access this? How do they get into Māui and the Sin specifically, which is out today? What's the best place for them to find a route into this world?
It depends if you're an audio or visual person like myself. Audio, all streaming services, Spotify, etc. You can go check it out. Probably to keep an eye on both is my social medias, which is just Diaz Grimm everywhere. But the visual world's slowly going to leak out on YouTube.
Cool.
And you'll see that come together, because all the videos link and whatnot, but we're going to release them piece by piece.
Mean. Yeah. I can't wait to see that roll out. Congrats on a fantastic album and an amazing, amazing project. Super well executed. We are going to listen to Poppies with OD and Te Kurehuia. DS Grimm, thank you so much for coming in. Congrats on your release.
Thanks for having me. Shout out, B.
I've been running shit, it's just me and all my flows. Bitch, they co-signing some shit that ain't got hope. What? Tryna front on me like this music shit ain't my throne. Bitch, I'm the man in loyalty, respect, they keep on waiting for my karma. I've been way up since the day I got a mama. Okay, hold on, wait a minute, I ain't fucking with you bitches. Come and ask me if I rap when you been seeing how I'm living. Boys really got a big problem, I'm anti when I'm social. Might had so much soju, I do pre-drinks and get vocal. Whole city been butthurt, that's why my brand focus ain't local. Fuck it, Brody, I ain't hearing shit cause I told you.
Stop the cap, I had enough. Yeah, I've been listening, don't like your stuff. Imitation bars, imaginary cars. I've been whipping a scene in a shape, running laps around all these useless A&Rs. You can't compare me to another, don't try, you'll hurt yourself, my son. I care about you deeply, when you gon' stop only chasing fun. When you gon' go get a job, them bars ain't paying no one's bills. When you go stop pretending you was ever hard enough to do drill. Them bars recycled, good on you, you stopping things from heating up. You stopping me from bothering to even go to search you up. That show you did last week was just you and your mates, mates. Ain't no one paying as a fan to see you on stage being fake. Nah, you actors need a call, Shawlin Street up. Not sick enough to be holding that link up. These typies sound like they never been beat up. Daddy's home, kiddies, time to clean up. Cause I've been innovating and game changing since you were still on your Beyblading. Your bae way too young for me, but she's still been asking who I've been dating. Your stale beats can't compete with the fresh recipe I've been creating. I see you all from a bird's eye, my elevation so isolating. Amanda, switch it up. I've been watching you all out here begging for funding. It's funny cause I'm on the panel with judging and gets it and does it and notice your name don't come up in discussion. Gee, we are not the same. I meet with the majors on regular basis and educate them on the freshest of faces. They're rushing to pull out their pen and their papers cause when it come to who next, nobody got my aim. I know you just for fame. I'm down with you. Skip the boat of my chain. No, I couldn't avoid my reign. Anything I want, I attain. EA Sports bitch, I'm in the game. A Millie coming, that's where Dwayne. Ain't played a show in over 5 years. Watch me sell out my first run. Do you know who you're dealing with? I could end careers for fun. I got dirt on everyone. From the suits down to the slums, I'm all alone. You can bring the team. Grim never need no one-on-one. My vision stretched way further than my lifespan will. Your blueprint's laid out like you got plenty of time to kill. You had your moment, I see it coming to a standstill. You the ones who let a Cambridge kid come all the way and then...
Nah.
Watch out, it's the boss level. The 24 will cause you peril. Probably spin a battle, I'm finna make it fatal. I'ma finish him, take a pick and make it viral. Pulled out all the weeds in my garden. No hate allowed inside my den. Self-love healing, this boss was hit. I'ma cancel your club, I'll be an attack there with my mana. I absorb mana, try your measure, just against my honor. I'ma put that fuck on, do we thug, I thought. Let go, it's like he know I know the harder. Coming through, move out the way. I walk by talking, I come to slay. Empress energy, make him wanna stay. Big a mother, don't gonna make a girl crazy.
You wanna get like me? You wanna be like me? Play your lungs, got them tall poppies. Got your tall poppies. I walk life like I know who I am. Cause I know who I am. I'm the Tony for the hero guardian. Try and F with me then.
Brush you off like the dirt on my red vest. Fresh from the mother, cause I do what I can. Speak the mother tongue, I pass it on to the next peppers of the mocha butters, what I respect. Breathe my culture from the core and within. Unrealized potential is my gift. Heal the past of my people, not my blood. Please, warriors, and they say.